When we're making suffer, we unmindful, for example. We feel a little bit sick, we unmindful. That should not be the case. The correct concern for salat should come into our lives. If that is there, alhamdulillah, how many of us, our tilawat of Quran Sharif is in its place? Are we reading Quran Sharif? Many of us are not concerned about that. Long time we haven't made tilawat. Are we just doing it? How many of us, Yasin Sharif is in our lives? Yasin Sharif is so important in our lives. Are we reading every day our Yasin? How many of us, Ayatul Kursi is it in our lives? Ayatul Kursi, so valuable. We really, if we just get some idea, glimpse of it, we see we can't do without it. But are we doing it like that? There are many other things also. So to make dua, and a beautiful dua which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us, Allahumma husna ibadatik, Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik, husna ibadatik. That ibadat which is beautiful, which Allah loves, Allah must bless us with that. In that, there are other things that we are doing which we shouldn't be doing. Perhaps, alhamdulillah, yeah, it isn't. But many places, like, for example, Durood-e-Taj, Durood-e-Lakhi, there are many other duroods which have got words of shirk in them. And many people are reading it and passionately. People who are making milad, for example, they are doing it and they're doing it passionately, but it's not right. It's not right. So how many wrong things are in our life which we are thinking is right? And we are doing it passionately. All these people who make their milad and that, if ever we see them, we'll see what like passion they are doing. But it's not the right thing. So how many wrong things perhaps are in our lives which should not be there? So make dua. Keep the company of the ulama, the sulaha. Then these things will get filtered. The right things will come, wrong things will go out. Then, second after that is what we are doing it. Am I doing it right or wrong? We are making namaz. For example, many people, we are in namaz. But our feet are not straight. And safu, sufufakum, straighten yourselves. فَإِنَّ تَسْوِيَةَ السُّفُوف مِنْ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. To make the saf straight is a very important requisite of to make your namaz correct. Perfect. The straightening of the surface is so important. But many of us are not doing that. Our legs are not facing towards Qibla. One leg towards East, Bollywood. Another one to Hollywood. When the barakat of Kaaba will come, if we make all the adab of Kaaba, everything, all times, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, Allah, give us tawfiq. It's not farad. But the barakat which we will get, and we will get saved from the when we don't do bay adabi, disrespect of Kaaba Sharif. Well, our legs facing towards Qibla, our beds perhaps, our toilets, many now I see, it's becoming like a fashion just to have the toilet system, the layout properly. Many toilets are facing towards Qibla, or just a little bit off Qibla. We must not face the Qibla, our back must not be to Qibla. So that is so important. So many things we are doing wrongly. Our namaz we are making, but our feet are not correct. So that is so important that all what we are doing, to be doing it correctly. And really, this does not come without conscious sohbat. Just sohbat alone also is not enough. Many of us, we are staying years. We have seen by Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, for example, so people, whole life they have spent, but no khilafat, no ijazat. And another person, just all, whole big line of people making musafa. And Hazrat just caught one person's hand. And Hazrat said that, bring that tabarruk of mine and gave him ijazat. So some people, whole life, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's beautiful poem, Sari Zindagi Saath Mein Rahe. Whole life you stayed together, but you benefited nothing. And another person, just a little while, estedad is not there. That shock is not there. We are just staying for the sake of staying together. So that is very important, that our ibadat, we make all the ibadat which is required, Allah give us, and then we do it correctly. Our namaz must be correct. The whole, all the postures of namaz, really our postures of namaz generally, of those I'm speaking, Allah make me maaf if my eyes, sometimes when your specs are not right, you see double or you see skew. So maybe I'm seeing everything skew and double and that. So, but our namazes need lot of attention. Those of us who are regular with namaz, our feet are not facing Qibla, they're not four fingers apart. And every individual himself, one leg is front, one is back. So common it is. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make all our ibadat correctly. Thirdly, once we have made ibadat, now we made fajr, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr. But who of us got that concern, is it accepted by Allah or not? To have that worry after the amal, that it must be accepted. And we make dua to Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna, oh Allah, accept it. My Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah's great favors, my Maktab Ustad, but what great awliya. Hey, he was ba'at with Hazrat Muhammad Thanwi, Rahmatullah Alayh, and he had a wonderful mizaj. So he told, many times he should tell us, we made namaz, but is it accepted? You made an application for a visa, now my work is done. You're not concerned whether it's accepted or not. That is whether it has to be accepted, that is important. Many other things, we make some application. Somebody asks you, yeah, I made my application finished, I'm done. We made namaz, we're all walking out now. Somebody come, namaz over. Yeah, namaz is over. Namaz is over, but is namaz accepted or not? I made tilawat, Ramzan Sharif. I made so long tilawat, 2-3 hours. I made taraweeh, 20 rakats, alhamdulillah, Allah give us all tawf. But is it accepted or not? We kept our 30 rozas. We must have that concern. A person must have all the time that concern, it must be accepted. And then after being accepted, is it preserved till the day of Qiyamah? Many amal are accepted also, but then they are afterwards, we cancel them. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has quoted a hadith that a person does amal, accepted also. And with ikhlas he did it. It's accepted. That means all the requisites of acceptance were there, ikhlas, everything. Allah in His fadl accepted it. But then He speaks about it with a good intention to encourage other people. Now that amal that was done with ikhlas and ikhfa, hidden, nobody knew about it. Now you spoke about it to encourage people, good niyat also, nothing wrong. But it comes out from ikhfa now to izhar. From hidden to public now it comes. You made it public now. But it's still accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And then afterwards you speak about it now to show. Now it comes out from ikhlas to riya. Amal that was accepted, it was kept by Allah Ta'ala, is accepted for 50 years. Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali quotes one incident. A Haji Sahib who made 3 Hajj, and in those days, what we say, kasotini Hajj. Very difficult conditions they made Hajj. Great mujahada, and they should go for 1 year to go, 1 year to come. Not the time to do, but great difficulty they made Hajj. On one occasion, a visitor came and he told his son or his khadim, bring the zamzam of my 3rd Hajj and give it to this person. So, in that half a sentence, 3 Hajj like that, down the drain. So, and today, really, we are such, we hardly make amal, our amal, Allah have mercy on us, but we sell our amal. For small, petty, no gains of this dunya, just for a little name. And perhaps that person hardly thinks anything of us. And we went and sell our amal. I did like this, I do like this, I do this here, do that there. And we sell our amal. We hardly think about it. So 4 things. One is, are we doing what we have to do? Are we not doing the things we must not do? Then, are we doing it correctly? Then, are we concerned whether it must be accepted and make dua to Allah? And the 4th is, whether it's preserved till the day. Allah says, man ja'a bil hasanati, not man amil al hasana, not a person who does a good, but a person who comes with his good deed. That is, when Qiyamah say we are presented by Allah, those good deeds must be there. But we lost them all on the way. Then what will be our condition? So those are 4 amal, 4 concerns that we should have when we're doing our amal. Another 6, Allah's fadl, He has made it so easy that all our amal can be accepted. But if we pay attention, no matter how weak our amal were, all this I mentioned, but by Allah it can be. The first is to read Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is that barakah, that great amal. Ulama, great ulama, discussed this masala at length and detail. And the summary of it is, As-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qata. That the salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100% accepted. In fact, not only accepted on what you read it, it is also accepted. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O people, what your du'as, read Durood Sharif. And the adab, the ulama have written, at the beginning read Durood Sharif, in the middle, and at the end. Your du'as will be accepted. Maulana Bayezid Pandur rahmatullah alayhi explained one time that whole namaz, Allah himself says, aqimis salata li dhikri. Perfect your namaz. Do it perfectly, correctly, solely for my remembrance. But Allah himself taught namaz, and Allah put durood sharif in namaz. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma barik ala. A person's thoughts will go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why did Allah put durood sharif? By the barakat of durood sharif, we know what our namazes are. From Allahu Akbar, is takbir tahreema, that we make the whole world's thoughts haram. And we only think of Allah. We do opposite. We are Allahu Akbar, and the whole world's thoughts come to us. And Allah's thought, not one bit comes in our mind. So what kind of namaz is? But by the barakat of durood sharif, inshallah, Allah won't, our namazes will be accepted. So always, with all our amal, read durood sharif. Durood Sharif will be accepted, it will make our amal accepted. Second dua, after amal we should read, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. By the barakat of our shaykh who taught us, taqabbal is from the bab tafa'ul. And in the bab tafa'ul, the ulama will understand, there is the khasiyat of takalluf. That means it's not worthy of acceptance. Out of your mercy you accept it. And the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he built the Kaaba Sharif, that who can bring more sincerity than Ibrahim alayhi salam? Who's going to bring more halal money to build the Kaaba Sharif? But he's saying, Ya Allah, it's not worthy of acceptance. You accept it. So if we will say that to Allah, Allah will have mercy on us. One buzurg, 30 hajj he made. On the 30th hajj, he said, Labbaik. As like in all the hajj. Then he got the answer which his khadim also heard. La labbaik. Your labbaik is not accepted. So the khadim told him, Hazrat, when your hajj is, why are you taking all the trouble? Hajj, going Muzdalifa, Arafah, Mina, and it's not accepted. He said, I got nowhere else to go. There is my only hope. There is no other door for me. On that Allah said, your 30 years of hajj was not accepted. Not worthy of it. But now I accept all that also. So Allah Ta'ala, so we make Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna and forgive us all our mistakes. That is one dua. Then the dua Maulana Idris Kandilvi rahmatullah alayhi is written in Ma'ariful Quran that if we read this dua on any Masha Allah la quwwata illa billah, you read that dua, then that ni'mat which on which you read it, like you made your tahajjud and you read, MashaAllah, la quwwa, Allah will keep your tahajjud in place. We won't get, many of us, we start tahajjud few days, few weeks, and then we fall off again. Many other things also, our dhikr, our first takbir ula with namaz, and now we think I'm a real big buzur, and there it's gone again. So, Rabbana, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. And even on your dunya's things, you see your madrasa, you see your children, your family, your house, your business, you read this, Allah will keep that ni'mat with you. Masha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Then, alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Oh Allah, only by your fadl, by your ni'mat, I managed to complete this work what I did. I made my namaz. I'm teaching in a madrasa, whatever it is, I made this bayan, whatever it is, I made it, only by your fadl, your karam, you made me do it. If we will read that, the whole world can praise us. It won't go to our head. It's by Allah's fazl. And whatever the people, your nafs won't trouble you also. Oh, you big buzurg, you big maulana, and you're doing so much. Your nafs won't trouble you also. It's all only Allah's fazl. And you ascribe it to Allah, Allah be, and that's reality. And Allah says, my banda, rich reality. He understands he can do nothing. I do everything. And Allah appreciates when we understand it and we express it. Then Allah loves it very much. So, alhamdulillah, illadhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Then the other dua, very famous. We think many of us now got it in our head that this is a patent dua for tabligh jamaat. After kitab reading, subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. So, and many things only for after kitab reading. But this was in the latter part of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. All his amal, after the amal, he should read this dua. So after all our amal, we made namaz, we made tilawat of Quran Sharif, whatever we did, we earned our halal rosy for the day, 8 hours in the shop. Read this dua. And our niyat was to earn halal rosy, not just business for business sake. And to spend it on us, our family, we don't beg from other people. We will spend on other people. We'll spend in the masjid, on the madrasa, on all good causes. So we read, somebody asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So she said that Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, latter part of his life, always he should read this dua. And then Nabi Ali salatu wasalam said, by the barakat of this dua, any errors and omissions, like many of our invoices we write at the bottom, whatever it is written. So all our mistakes we did in the amal, they are washed away. That amal is made pure. To understand it, like a person writes a kitab, an article. After that, he gives it to another alim, check it for me if it's right. So he checks it, he makes it, all the mistakes he take out. By the barakat of the dua, all the mistakes are taken out. Our weakness in our niyat is taken out. Our weakness in our amal is taken out. Now that amal is made pure. And the other great barakat of this dua, that on Qiyamah, a seal is put on that. And Qiyamah, only you will open it. It's for you. And you will, like cutting the ribbon, what we say. Your amal will be there and it will be only for you. Also, we know that if a person becomes insolvent in dunya, bankrupt, then by law, certain of his assets, they don't touch them. They don't take away everything if he became bankrupt. Certain assets are left. On whichever dua we read, amal we read this dua, that amal on the day of Qiyamah won't be taken to give other people. There will be people who will come with mountains of good deeds. But then the claimants will come. You swore me, you didn't pay me, you did this to me, and you'll be paying until there are no mountains left. And more people are still coming. And then all their gunas will be. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the real insolvent person in my ummah is the one who came with mountains of good deeds. He ends off with mountains of gunas. Now he had to take all the people. But on those of our amal we read this dua, that won't be taken away. That will be kept for us. What valuable duas these are. Then the last dua, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Small dua, but big, big its reward. On the day of Qiyamah, the normal scale that will be used to weigh the amal of the people, a person who, on whichever amal you read this, that scale won't be big enough. There's another scale will have to be brought. Very big scale. Allah magnifies and compounds the reward. You just picked up a small little piece of grass from the masjid, from the carpet, musalla. Small amal. But you read this dua, Allah will make it so big that the normal scale won't be enough. And they'll have to bring another big scale to measure the amal. You just entered your house, you made salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And make it when we enter cheerfully, loudly. And now you think it's a small amal. By barakat of this dua, Allah will make it very big. So for amal, when we doing our amal, six after, tilka asharatun kamila, six 10 complete amal. Do it and see how Allah will give us progress in our life, spiritual life, with no extra real effort, very little. But unfortunately, we don't pay heed. We just hear, it's just for the sake of hearing. And we don't make amal. Fortunate are those few people who make amal. One time, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was making tawaf. He heard one person making dua, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleelin. Make me of the few people. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, what kind dua are you making? So he said, oh, Umirul Mu'mineen, you never read in the Quran Sharif, wa qaleelan ma tashkurun, wa qaleelan ma tu'minun. All the good things are very few people. So put me in the few. Don't worry of the majority. Majority are all husala. They are all the waste. That is where they are going. Be of the few who are on the right. Allah make us among that. Allah give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa an. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام عليكم.